I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided Radio, and I'm Kim Martin, host of your show today and founder of I've Decided. Thank you so much for listening to us and just coming on board with our I've Decided community and what we are doing in your neighborhood. So if this is the first time tuning in and you haven't heard about I've Decided, well, it is simply about you. It is about you achieving your goals, whatever they are. What is it that you want to do? Do you want to get out of debt, open your own business, get healthy, go back to school, get organized? All these things that we have dreams and ambitions to do, what do you need in order to be successful? You need a community. You need people that care. You need to learn the skills that you need in order to be successful. You need to be motivated, inspired by success stories in order to achieve whatever it is that you want to do. And that is what I've Decided is all about. It's about that platform for you for transformation and success in whatever it is that you want to do. So we are having all kinds of awesome things happening in our community. The next thing that you can be on the lookout for is our half-day conference. That's going to be on Saturday morning, April the 1st. And it's not too soon to go ahead and get your tickets. That conference will most likely sell out. It is a half-day conference from 9 to noon. And if you participate in our full-day conference, you automatically have a registration. So we'll have a few hundred people there from that. And so only a few seats left, so be sure to get your ticket if you want to get plugged into our community. And you can check out our website at ivedecided.org. And so what we like to do on the radio show is just bring those resources to you, that education, and help you understand what you have right here in your community that can help you be successful. And we did Starting Line Finances in January, and that was a lot of fun. And then last week, we started a new series with Renee Haraney, who is a social marketing strategist in our community, to help us understand Facebook and social marketing and how that's impacting us today and this new age of information. And so I'm super excited about my guest today, Kendall Nelson. Hi, Kendall.
Hi, Kim. Thanks for having me today.
Oh, you are welcome. I'm so excited that you can be here. And Kendall is the owner and founder of Hire a Housewife. We've had her on the show before. Her story is just amazing. And maybe we'll talk a little bit about that, too, in case you haven't heard her story. And but she's also very in tune to social media and what's happening in that Facebook world. And well, with all of the negative stuff happening in our community, especially with the news about Caterpillar and just, you know, there's been so much negative stuff out there on the Facebook. And Kendall started a movement, if you will, just a kind of a contest, but I like to call it a little movement. I just thought it was so awesome, a positive thing to in our community, something positive on social media, on Facebook, about what it is we love or about Peoria, that we believe in Peoria. And so I just thought it'd be awesome to have Kendall here today to not only share with us about Hire a Housewife and what she has going on in the community and how she can help you get organized and get your home clean and get that together so we can feel good about ourselves, but also this movement that she's kind of started. I just thought it would be a good follow-up to our Facebook and social media talk from last week with Renee. So Kendall, tell us about that. I know I've been seeing all of these posts coming up about I Believe in Peoria. And where did that idea come from for you?
So I was in our last I've Decided meeting, and we had about 30 business owners in the room. And we were all talking about how Peoria was going to thrive in spite of the news that we just heard the day before or 2 days before. And I started thinking about all the negative things that I'd been hearing and looking around the room, and I realized that the people of Peoria needed to see this, that part of the reason we were going to thrive is the small business owners that are working together and are so positive that we're about the community.
We're determined to prosper.
We are.
We are, no matter what.
And not just for our bottom line. We want to make a difference for the community for a long time. And so we plan to be here.
Yeah. And that is awesome. I posted that on my Facebook too. It's like, here is a room full of business who are determined to prosper no matter what. And there are things that people in the community can do in order to ensure that. And we're going to talk about some of that today, but you came up from that meeting, kind of gave you the idea of, I believe in Peoria.
Right. I left that meeting thinking, and that was just 30 people there, which is just the tip of the iceberg for Peoria. There are so many individuals and businesses that care. And if everybody is speaking life into the community and saying positive things and pointing out the positive, then it's going to make a big difference. So I wrote a blog post about it. And I did the contest is kind of a side thing. Really, it's the hashtag I believe in Peoria movement that I'm trying to promote. I am going to hire a housewife, is going to choose somebody at random on the 14th of the month.
Yes. So you got a couple of days left.
Right. You have a couple of days left. We're going to choose somebody at random who has used that hashtag via Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, wherever you want to use it. We will choose somebody at random to get a 3-hour gift certificate for our services.
That is awesome. Who doesn't want 3 hours of house cleaning services? I mean, seriously, I need that. I already did my hashtag. I'm going to do, can you get entered more than once or it's just one time?
You can enter as many times as you want.
Hashtag I believe in Peoria.
Yes.
And you show a picture that represents something positive in our community that is just a positive impact happening in our community, something that says, I believe in Peoria, here's why, a picture that would represent that.
Right.
Give us some examples of what you're seeing.
I've seen pictures of people's families. They believe in Peoria because they are putting their roots down here. Pictures from Wildlife Prairie Park. I saw a picture of a sandwich from Avanti's. Someone said, I think of Peoria, this is what I think of.
Right.
And some beautiful views, too.
Oh, my goodness. I've seen some of those views. In fact, when I thought about I Believe in Peoria, that was one of the first things that popped in my mind. I want to go over on Grandview Drive and, you know, take a look at some of those views. Which, speaking of, I'm totally sidebarring when we're thinking about those views on Grandview Drive. You know, you think about Grandview Drive and you think about a lot of those beautiful big homes, some of them mansions that are on Grandview Drive. Most of those homes over there, on a positive note, are not the executives of Caterpillar. Those are people that have businesses in this community. Some of them, you know, I know some of them. They own relatively medium to big size businesses in our community and represent a lot of some of the wealth that we have here. So that's a positive thing just thinking about that street, isn't it?
Right. Yes, it is.
That's exciting. And so I thought about that too, the views in Peoria. If you can't focus, my husband works for Caterpillar, so I totally get it. We were just talking about this before the show started, right, Kendall? That
right.
We're not trying to be naive here. We're not trying to say that, sure, if, you know, 300 of very wealthy people move out of our community, it's going to impact us to some degree. So we're not trying to pretend like it doesn't impact people. Because I've had people, hey, you have no idea what's going to happen, you know. And I'm like, I know that. But if we focus on that and we don't focus on what we can do and what we can do to improve it and what is good about Peoria, that's where we get in a lot of trouble. And that's what you're saying, right?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. I know with each round of Caterpillar layoffs, Hire a Housewife has lost clients. And it's been difficult, especially the last round. We lost the most that we've ever lost just before Christmas because it just wasn't in their budget anymore since they weren't working at Caterpillar any longer. And it would have been really easy to be discouraged and wonder how I'm going to keep the business going And instead, I just decided to stay positive and know that God is the one that started the business. He's going to sustain us. And by the end of January, we not only had enough customers to fill those spots, but more than, and are still hiring people right now.
So. Isn't that awesome?
It is.
And you could have, like you said, you could have easily focused on the negative, went down that pipeline, and it could have had a totally different outcome for you than that. But
right, I could have chosen to freak out and start cutting expenses and saying, oh, I can't advertise anymore, or I can't do this, or I can't do that. And that's not, and that would have likely prevented those new customers from finding us.
Right, because you would have been focused on the bad things happening instead of the good.
Right.
So, you know, being positive isn't just about having your head in the clouds.
Right.
And being optimistic. That is not what it is. It's about saying, I'm smart enough to know that it has an impact, that something, when something not good happens, it has an impact. But I'm also smart enough to know that if I focus on the negative impact of it and not start focusing on the good or doing something positive, it's going to have a worse impact than what it could have.
Right. Absolutely.
So hashtag I believe in Peoria.
Yes.
That's awesome. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to I've Decided Radio, and I'm Kim Martin, host of your show today, founder of I've Decided, and my guest is Kendall Nelson. She is the owner and founder of Hire a Housewife, and we're just talking a little bit more, building off of what Renee Harani, our social marketing strategist expert, was sharing about social media, and just building off of that a little bit with some of the negative things that have been happening in our community. And Kendall is doing something so positive on social media, Facebook, with the hashtag I Believe in Peoria, where you can just post a picture of something that represents what you love about Peoria, whether it be your business, your home, a view, your family, your school you went to. You know, there's so many things.
Events. We've had people post pictures of things like Whitney's Walk for Life and the St. Jude Runners.
Yes, hello. We have, we are a satellite for St. Jude right here in Peoria. Another positive thing. Our children's hospital.
Right.
Right here in Peoria. That is awesome. Susan G. Coleman. You know, I mean, these are organizations that have went nationwide and are sustaining and doing, you know, are positive things that are happening in our community. So that alone is good. The St. Jude Runs, you know, how positive is that? Send some pictures. Put some pictures out there of that.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see some more pictures from our listeners.
So get posted on the Facebook, hashtag I Believe in Peoria. It's going to make you feel good about your community, and it could win you 3 hours of services from Hire a Housewife. And there is nothing bad about that. That is all positive. I've already posted a couple of pics, and I just found out from Kendall that you can enter as many times as you post. So for every post, you get an entry to win that. So that's all good stuff. And I really thank you, Kendall, for motivating me to even think more on the positive side. Because even when you are an optimistic, positive person, if you get a lot of negative things coming at you, it starts to weigh you down.
It does.
And you start feeling like, well, maybe they're right. You know, maybe it's just all going to be horrible, you know? Right. And we know there's going to be some things that are going to have, we're going to have some negative, backlash from it. But we're going to have some good too. And there is the old saying, when one door closes, another door opens.
One of the best ways that I tell people to help one of those doors open is to make sure that you're not making yourself the victim of whatever's happened. Don't focus on what's happened that you can't control or what might happen in the future. Focus on the fact that you can create a positive change. And when you tell yourself that, you'll start to see where you can make those changes.
You can start to be the change.
Right.
Right? You can start to be the next best thing right where you are. And so that's awesome. I just love that. Hashtag I Believe in Peoria. Well, Kendall, we got a little bit of time, and your story is so amazing. So I just wouldn't want this radio show to get by without talking a little bit about it, because the listeners want to hear this, I know. And I just, in a short, brief scenario, tell them how Hire a Housewife came about and your success story in a as brief of a summary as you can to help them understand why you do what you do and how your small business has evolved.
Okay. So 5 years ago, a little over 5 years ago now, I always start by just telling where I was. I made some really dumb choices and was in a hopeless place myself. Me and my four kids were living in a in an RV at the campgrounds in East Peoria, and I didn't have a job. I wasn't sure what I was going to do, and I got to the point where I said, okay, God, I don't know what my real job is supposed to be, but until you tell me, I'm going to put an ad online to clean houses. And I titled it Hire a Housewife, and I started working right away, and God just built a business underneath me before I even realized what was happening. It was about a year in, and that was the spring of 2012, spring of 2013. Someone asked me if I was going to offer gift certificates for Mother's Day. And I said, well, how would I do that? I guess I need a Facebook page and a website. And I sat down on one afternoon and built those. And
yourself?
Myself. In just a few hours on a Saturday afternoon. And within a week of that, I needed to hire help because I had so many new clients.
That is unbelievable. That is such an awesome story. I get chills every time I hear that story. It's such a happy, successful, good feeling story. I mean, you didn't sit around feeling sorry for yourself.
Right.
You're like, I got to do something. What am I going to do? Now, Hire a Housewife, that's just a classic. Like, we all need a housewife.
Right. My best friend and I used to say that to each other when we first had our kids. You know, I need to hire a housewife. I wish I had my own housewife.
Is that where you came up with the name just from that? Or did it just...
I don't remember making the connection at that time, but I just knew it needed to be creative at the time. And then somebody said to me, well, everybody needs a housewife. And I remembered saying that, you know, years before. And
so it just popped. Hire a housewife.
All goes together, yes.
And you got your one first client, which I've heard you say this before, you still have that client that
yes.
you take care of, right?
I
that
do.
For
yep.
one first client. So that is just an awesome story. And just a great a testament to small businesses and small business owners. And Kendall and I were talking before the show started about what we can do in the community. So not only can we focus on the positive, that you can hashtag I Believe in Peoria with a positive picture, something that represents something great about our community. But we do have a responsibility here. And as people in this community, there are things that we can do in order to enhance our economy. And what's, you know, we were just talking, the number one thing that you can do if you're listening is shop local.
Right. Shop local is definitely a big deal.
It's a huge deal. I don't think people realize it. Well, how much money do we take to Chicago? How much money do we spend on Amazon? Right? And I'm not saying that I don't go to Chicago sometimes too, but some people literally spend a lot of their money in Chicago instead of shopping here. And it's like, we could change things drastically if we went on a mission during this tough time that we are going to endure. And we made a commitment. I've decided to spend my money locally, even if for a short period of time as we get through this. What are your thoughts on that, Kendall?
It's just like when you have something happen in your family and you've got to tighten the belt, you know, tighten your budget a little bit. This is, in this case, you're redirecting your budget. You're making sure that instead of getting those auto ship things on Amazon, that you're taking the extra time to go to a local store and buy them. Get your business cards printed locally. All of those things that we have started, that people in general have started ordering online because it's faster.
Faster and sometimes a lot cheaper because they mass produce it, right?
Right.
Globally. And so our small businesses can't keep up with the prices. So it's a little, sometimes a little more expensive to have it produced locally. And because they're not doing the global mass production that these online sites are. But you said something very powerful earlier, Kendall, about people who are providing support for the local community. You said the people on Amazon or the people on this online website, they're not giving to your fundraiser.
Right. Amazon isn't paying your neighbor's paycheck, and they are not sending people to your, Netflix isn't sending people to your child's school to volunteer, and Vistaprint isn't donating items to your charity auction.
That's right. The small businesses in your community, that's who you're calling. You know, you own a business, I own a business. How many calls do we get every week? Over and over from nonprofit organizations or schools or kids asking you to support what they are involved in. And we give back. We want to. We love that.
Oh, I love being able to support the local fundraisers.
I love it. I love it so much. And we want to do that. I love walking into my daughter's school and seeing in their gymnasium, you know, businesses who support this, and Curves is up there. It makes me feel proud. It makes my daughter proud. And we love doing that. But if you are not spending your money in your community, we're taking away from that. So you might spend a little bit more. What you're saying is, sure, the local print guys might cost a little bit more. And in all honesty, I've done the prices. You print stuff, I print stuff. And it's not that much cheaper for me to have it done online as it is to use Graphic Express, who is a locally owned print company.
Right.
So I choose to use them because I want to keep our money local. And I do that every chance I get. And obviously you do too, right?
Right.
And we're not, now don't get upset with us. We're not saying that you can't spend money elsewhere. And I know there's sometimes you really, really have to get something online. So that's not what we're saying. But I like how you put it, Kendall. You said it's like in tough times, like a family tightening their belt and saying at this particular moment, we're going through some tough times and we all need to come together and support each other. And that's just one way we can do it, right?
Right.
I think it's awesome. So if you want to know, how can you be positive? What can you do in times like these where we have a few negative things that are happening in our community? We can focus on the positive. And on social media, instead of getting wrapped up in the negative side of things, think about something positive. You can enter an awesome contest that Hire a Housewife has going on and win up to 3 hours. You said 3 hours of cleaning just by hashtagging I Believe in Peoria with a picture that represents something that you love about Peoria.
Right.
And so we are talking about like St. Jude, the runs. If you run in those races, send a picture, hashtag that. The Children's Hospital. You know, I have a really good friend who has a daughter who is a survivor. They are highly involved in St. Jude. And because the Children's Hospital is here, it saved them so much. They were able to get the care that they needed right here in Peoria without having to drive all over the country.
Right. Or maybe you bought something local that you really love that you want to take a picture of and hashtag I Believe in Peoria and give a shout out to that local small business.
Yeah.
I got a great family picture on Canvas from Technicraft last month, and it really encouraged me to see the craftsmanship and what you can get locally versus online.
I've said this a million times since I started, I've decided, and I've been out in the community so much, you know, trying to get businesses to come on board and be a part of our team. I've found it's unbelievable what we have in Peoria, the resources that we have right here in Peoria that we don't recognize. The Startup Peoria. We were talking about that, right?
Right.
That is a huge little organization to help businesses get started. And I was trying to remember the name, and I cannot remember the name for the life of me. But there is a startup company that's coming out of Peoria that a lot of people don't know about that's going to go global, that they can take cotton and literally turn it into anything. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it sounds amazing.
Yeah. And those are things that are happening in Peoria that are positive. And that's why you started this, I Believe in Peoria.
Yes. I want people to think positive when they think of Peoria.
And again, we said thinking positive isn't about keeping your head in the clouds.
Right.
That's not what we're doing. We're just saying we understand there's going to be some negative things happening, and we're just going to focus on the positive, and we're going to do what we can do because there are things we can't change.
Right.
We can't change the fact of what's happening, but we can change us, and we can change our attitude, right? Another thing that I wanted you to talk a little bit about today, Kendall, is the organizational side of what you do with Hire a Housewife and what you're helping people do, because getting organized is one of, when people come to our conference, that's one of the big things they decide. I've decided to get organized.
Right.
And so last year, you kind of started a new little part of Hire a Housewife. And so tell us about that.
Okay. The program is called Love Where You Live. And what I do is I actually go into people's homes and help them learn to conquer the clutter themselves. So we go through the house and we break everything down into little steps. And then I give them some homework every week and some little projects for them to work on themselves. And then every week when I come back, we work on a project together. And hopefully, besides getting through the things that they want to get organized, they learn how to do it themselves in the future.
And that just sounds amazing, because that's what happens. We get overwhelmed. I know that's, right. I guess I should say that's what happens to me. Like, I have all these projects and then it becomes overwhelming. So then I don't work on any of them. Right. I just keep pushing them to the side. So what you do is come in and help categorize, prioritize, and just start kind of chomping away in baby steps.
Right.
And give them some accountability.
Exactly. That accountability is a big deal. Knowing, having their checklist and knowing that I'm coming back the next week.
That's awesome. And of course, Love Where You Live.
Right.
It kind of fits right into what we're talking about today, right?
Right.
I Believe in Peoria. Love Where You Live. And I just was thinking, it's the Sunday before Valentine's Day.
It is.
It's like the love week. So you need to love where you live. And just a thought here, what if you haven't bought a gift for your loved one yet? And there is nothing. Okay, guys, are you listening? There is nothing that your girl, your wife would not want more, or even your mom would not want more than 3 hours of house cleaning from Hire a Housewife for Valentine's Day.
Absolutely.
We don't want candy. We want a housewife. We're on a mission, right? That I should start, Kendall, I should start a movement for that.
Right.
We don't want candy. We want a housewife. And so I was just thinking, this is perfect. We weren't even planning on talking. I wasn't even planning on talking about that. But then all of a sudden, when you said love where you live, I'm like, love. It's the week of love. Everybody needs to get a gift certificate for Hire a Housewife.
Absolutely.
For the love of their life. And then they're going to love you even more. So before the show ends, and we are at the end here, let's tell them how they can buy a gift certificate for your services so that you can come in and help them out. It's a perfect gift. How perfect.
Thanks. Yeah, you can find information on that at hireahousewifepeoria.com.
Hireahousewifepeoria.com. Hireahousewifepeoria.com. That's easy.
Yes.
Hireahousewifepeoria.com. Get on there. Get your loved one a gift certificate for Hire a Housewife. It is the best Valentine's present that you could purchase, I promise you. And then you can also give them a little box of candy, too, to go along with it. That'll be awesome. We do want that. And make sure you buy it local. There's lots of yummy local candy stores in Peoria. So support your local stores, your local businesses, and support your just support the whole community. And make sure you hashtag I Believe in Peoria on your Facebook or LinkedIn, just any social media.
Any social media.
And hashtag I Believe in Peoria so that you get entered for that contest. And just share the love. Let's be positive. Let's focus on what we can change, okay? So that's what the show's about today. And I really appreciate you, Kendall, being on with me. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you guys for listening. And we'll be with you again next Sunday.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?